My friends, at this moment of sadness throughout most of the world, I want to talk with you about a number of subjects that directly affect the future of the United States. Let us sit down together again, you and I, to consider our own pressing problems that confront us. It is our purpose not only to speed up production, but to increase the total facilities of the nation in such a way that they can be further enlarged to meet emergencies of the future. We must make sure in all that we do that there be no breakdown or cancellation of any of the great social gains which we have made in these past years. There is nothing in our present emergency to justify making the workers of our nation toil for longer hours than those now limited by statute. As more orders come in and as more work has to be done, tens of thousands of people who are now unemployed will, I believe, receive employment. There is nothing in our present emergency to justify a lowering of the standards of employment. Minimum wages should not be reduced. It is my hope, indeed, that the new speed-up of production will cause many businesses which now pay below the minimum standards to bring their wages up. There is nothing in our present emergency to justify a breaking down of old-age pensions or of unemployment insurance. I would rather see the systems extended to other groups who do not now enjoy them. There is nothing in our present emergency to justify a retreat, any retreat from any of our social objectives, from conservation of natural resources, assistance to agriculture, housing, and help to the underprivileged. No new group of war millionaires shall come into being in this nation as a result of the struggles abroad. The American people will not relish the idea of any American citizen growing rich and fat in an emergency of blood and slaughter and human suffering. Today's threat to our national security is not a matter of military weapons alone. We know of other methods, new methods of attack. First, discord, the dissemination of discord. A group, not too large, a group that may be sectional or racial or political, is encouraged to exploit its prejudices through false slogans and emotional appeals. Fortunately, American men and women are not yet easy dupes. Campaigns of group hatred or class struggle have never made much headway among us and are not making headway now. We have built well. We are continuing our efforts to bring the blessings of a free society, of a free and productive economic system, to every family in the land. And that is the promise of America. It is this that we must continue to build, this that we must continue to defend. It is the task of our generation, yours and mine. But we build and defend not for our generation alone. We defend the foundations laid down by our fathers. We build a life for generations yet unborn. We defend and we build a way of life, not for America alone, but for all mankind. Ours is a high duty, a noble task.
Roosevelt is delivering a commencement address at the University of Virginia,